Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me for this hour. I'll be talking about some events that have happened here. I'll be talking about some suggestions, things you ought to consider, and tips from the unfinished, unpublished, unorganized, not-for-sale book that I've been writing. And it's not a teaser. It's not like I'm trying to get you to say, oh, I can't wait till it publishes it, and you know, I'm going to buy it. It's not even, it's just handwritten. So it doesn't look like it's ever going to be available for sale. But I do have a title for it. And the title is, Since You Mentioned Cars. And it has a little bit to do with cars, but that's just kind of an inside joke with Rich Sheehan. And when he comes on the air with us on Tuesdays, I start out with saying, since you mentioned cars, and he hasn't said anything about cars. And so that's what that inside joke is about. So since he mentioned cars, I was working on a Chevy Silverado in the last couple of weeks, and it needed a new rear bumper. The average cost to get a bumper replaced on a U.S. vehicle, This is a roughly a 20-year-old pickup truck. And the reason it needed a new bumper was not because it was rusted through. It was because the guy who owned the truck previously hooked it up to a trailer that was too heavy, hit a bump, and bent the bumper. Okay? So he needed a new bumper to be replaced. And anyway, so the cost of a bumper in the United States typically is about $881 on average. Now, you can buy a General Motors bumper, and you can spend a lot, or you can buy an aftermarket bumper. So I selected an aftermarket bumper. Now, when you buy one of these things, you do not get to see the specifications about the thickness and the weight and the number of plates and the et cetera. So, before I took off the old bumper, I measured the thickness of the General Motors bumper, 20 years old. And we have a dial caliper, and a dial caliper is a pretty neat instrument. It measures thickness, inside and outside measurements. So you can measure, so if you have like a cylinder, and you want to know how big that cylinder is, you can take the measurement of the inside. Or if you have a nut or a bolt and you want to measure the outside of it, it will do that as well. So it has a scale in tenths of an inch, and then it measures, there's a dial that goes with it, and it can measure in hundredths of an inch or thousandths of an inch. So I measured the thickness of this bumper. And by the way, if you want to buy one of these dial calipers, you can get them with a digital display and they're battery powered. That makes no sense to me because I have the same precision dial caliper that I've had for 40 years. No batteries. But you have to know how to read a ruler, and you have to know how to read a dial. And if you do, it will stay accurate until you destroy it. You know, drop it, bang it, run over it, that kind of thing. So if you're careful with it as an instrument, as a measurement instrument, it'll last lifetimes. Mine's made out of stainless steel. I paid $20 for it 40 years ago. Maybe $18, really. It still works great. Well, I bought it at a flea market. Came in a plastic case and quality precision instrument. So I measured this bumper The thickness of the steel bumper, the metal part. 80 thousandths of an inch thick. So 80 thousandths is, well, a spark plug gap, if you've ever looked at a spark plug, that's about, typically today, 60 thousandths of an inch. So a little thicker than that. So if you're thinking that this bumper is really, really substantial, not really. 80 thousandths of an inch thick. So then I measured the new aftermarket replacement made by the communist Chinese. You know, the guys who sent us the virus. Those guys? 55 thousandths of an inch thick. So the communist Chinese have figured out how they can make a bumper look really good out of less material. It's roughly one-third thinner than the American one. But they look the same. So the next thing I did was I got out the scale. And I decided to measure the weight of the old bumper. 52 pounds. And the new bumper, 40 pounds. And I looked at the welds. So behind that, you know, shiny chrome exterior, there is an inner bumper. And that's the part that you, if you put a ball hitch or a trailer hitch ball, you could just bolt it right to the bumper without a trailer hitch. Just put the ball right on the bumper. It's made for that. The original General Motors inner bumper that supports the trailer ball has 15 welds, and each weld is about, an inch to an inch and a quarter long. 15 welds, 1.5. The Chicom bumper has 5, and they're about a half an inch long. So the communist Chinese have figured out how they can use less material, less paint, less chrome, thinner bumper, fewer welds, and make it look the same. So I'm just telling you that even though I selected that bumper, the reason I did was because I'm going to put a very heavy-duty, American-made, used from a salvage yard trailer hitch on this particular truck, which will act as the real bumper. And it serves two purposes. One is it's a trailer hitch with a 2-inch box, and it's really substantial. It mounts to the frame. Now, how much does a trailer hitch cost? Well, I have no idea. I imagine $400 or $500 or more if you have someone put one on for you and you buy it new. Or you can go to the salvage yard and pick one up for $75, which is better if you get the one that's made by General Motors if you have a GM car, or the one that's made by Ford if you have a Ford truck, or if you have a Dodge, get the one that was manufactured by Dodge because they actually made it to fit. And they designed it. And they have a team of engineers that most of the time does a really good job. So I think you ought to consider buying some parts for your vehicles from salvage yards. And you ought to establish a relationship with some guy or gal who works at the salvage yard that actually knows what they're doing. And we do. We have those relationships. So we call our guy, and if he's not there, if he's out to lunch, we either leave a message or we call back. But we want to talk to our guy. Why? Because our guy remembers us. And our guy gives us better prices than the other guy who doesn't know us. So I could have bought a used bumper, but typically what happens with trucks is the bumpers get bashed up right away. So it's really hard to find a good used bumper that's been on a vehicle for 20 years. It's really hard to do that. So that's why I bought the new one. And how much did I pay? $126. Now, that seems like a pretty low price, doesn't it? Shipping included to Missouri from California. Shipping included. But if you buy one of these aftermarket bumpers, there's no tech support. And don't expect all the holes to be drilled in the right place, because they're not. You're going to have to finesse it into shape and get it to fit. But for $126, I was willing to do that versus $881, which would be the typical cost of having a bumper replaced. Okay, so we went out to the end of our gate, and the post that supports the gate from from swinging too far was bent over. One of those green posts. And we had just gotten a delivery from Federal Express. I didn't see it, but I thought, gosh, this guy just backed right over our post. And the post is 3 feet off, you know, in the grass, off the driveway. And we have one of those kind of driveways where you enter it. It's stone. It's nothing fancy. It's just crushed stone. And we have, we designed it so that you could literally pull off this dirt road, stop your truck or your truck and your trailer, walk to the gate, and then open the gate. And that way you wouldn't be tying up traffic if there were traffic. Okay, we wouldn't be blocking the road while we're trying to open the gate to get through the gate, to get to, into our farm. So that's the kind of entrance we have. Nothing fancy. And it looked to us like the Federal Express driver backed over this post and bent it over. I don't mean bent it a little bit. If it bent it a little bit, I would just straighten it up. But bent it over substantially, like way over, almost on the ground over. So I asked Mrs. Finelli to find the number for me while I did some other things, and I called Federal Express, and I got the gal at the control tower at the local Federal Express hub, and I said, hey, I'm Vin Finelli, and I just want to tell you that we got a delivery today, and your driver left something here. And she said, oh, what'd he leave? And I said, part of his truck. And she said, well, he did? I said, yeah. When he backed over our fence post, he broke the part of the trim on the truck, and it's here. And I'm keeping it for you, if you'd like it. And I said, so I'm going to hire somebody to repair this. And I'm going to send you the bill, and I want to make sure that you get this part of your truck. And I said, I'm sure you have a camera on your truck to show that the driver did actually do what I said he did. Went right onto the grass, backed over this post, bent it over, didn't tell us. And I said, I'm kind of surprised. I'm kind of surprised he didn't say, oh, Mr. Finelli, I'm so sorry. I damaged your property. Nope. It was a hit and run. It was a hit and run by Federal Express. It really was. So I got a chance to talk to the manager at the warehouse there, the hub in the big city of Springfield. And he couldn't have been more apologetic. And I thought I would probably be able to see the smoke from this guy being chewed out, you know, when he returned back. Because what he didn't do was he didn't tell me, didn't call. I mean, they've got our phone number. Didn't call and say, here's what I did. Didn't leave a note. And what he did was he leaned this bumper. Now, this bumper, this is when we got the bumper delivered. This bumper was in a big box, the width of a truck, width of a pickup truck, because it's the bumper, right, the rear bumper. So let's say a foot by a foot and 6.5, 7 feet long, the box. He just leaned it on the gate. A neighbor happened to see this box, and he called up, and he said, hey, Vin, just want to let you know there's a big box leaning against your gate, and it looks really inviting. Somebody might want that before you actually go pick it up from the end of your driveway. Our driveway is about a third of a mile long, so it's not easy to see the end of our driveway from the house. So that's when we found out that the post was bent over. But why would the guy just leave it leaning like that? Why wouldn't he put it on the other side of the gate where no one would steal it? So those were the questions. You know what happened? I'll tell you when we come back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Interesting. A couple days later, I went out to check the mail at the end of the driveway, and that fence post was all fixed, repaired, and no word from Federal Express. They just did it. So what I'm trying to tell you, class, is if you speak up, you just may get results. Now, I told them I was going to bill them for it. I was going to hire somebody. I said, probably going to take about an hour and a fence post. So a fence post is about $5. I'm just going to hire somebody to do that. And I'm going to pay them to do it. Well, they jumped right on it. You know why? Because they didn't want to get the bill. Because if they got the bill, then it would go through accounting and someone would say, what is this this bill for 1 hour of labor and a fence post? What's that all about? Well, you know, Jake, he was the guy that backed over and damaged the truck, and so they didn't want that. So what they did, because that gets reported to headquarters, and then people get spanked for not reporting damage and things like that. So they just sent somebody out. I don't know who it was. Maybe it was the manager. Maybe it was, you know, Jake himself. I don't know. But anyway, that's story. So we had a tractor, a 1991 John Deere tractor, and it has a speedometer, well, actually a tachometer, and it tells you the engine revolutions per minute, and that's it has an hour meter, and that would be the equivalent of an odometer on a car. So the odometer or the hour meter on this tractor stopped working, and I thought, I didn't like that. I didn't like that because we determine when we're going to change the oil in these tractors at about 100 hours. So if you think about it, what's 100 hours? Well, typically on an automobile or light truck, you change the oil based on miles driven. Well, that's not the case with tractors. There is no miles driven meter, but there is an hour meter, how long the engine's been running. And they typically take a mid amount of RPM. So let's say 1,800 RPMs, revolutions per minute, and they say how many hours was the engine running at 1,800 RPM. So it would be longer if there were fewer revolutions per minute, shorter amount of hours if it were higher revolutions per minute. So it's how many hours at roughly 1,800 revolutions per minute of the engine. Well, it stopped working. And I looked at it, you know, took the hood off and looked, and there is a cable. And it's like the old bicycle speedometer cable. If you ever had a bicycle speedometer back in the 1960s, there was a flexible cable that ran in a housing, and it spun. Well, so we disconnected the speedometer cable, and sure enough, the darn thing was broken in the middle. And I looked it up, and John Deere is willing to fleece us for about $40-something dollars, maybe $48, $47. And I just wasn't up for that fleecing. So I decided to repair it myself. So here's what I did. And this is, I'm telling you things that you ought to keep in your mind for, yeah, you can do these things. As this gets worse and you have to fix things later on, maybe you'll remember this story. So what I did was I took an electrical crimp ferrule. And what that is, you know those butt connectors or those splice connectors that you put one wire in one end and another wire in the other end after you strip it and you crimp it with a pair of electrical crimping pliers? Well, a lot of them have these plastic insulative sleeves over the metal insert that you crush onto the wire. Well, we have some of those that don't have the sleeves, the plastic sleeves. We buy lots of them, hundreds at a time, because we use a lot of them here on the farm. And so I found the right size that was just a little bit bigger, than the flexible cable. I used carburetor cleaner, cleaned off the end of the cable. I had grease on it, both ends, that I was going to push through this barrel connector. And I had to trim it a little bit with a bench grinder, just a little bit. Just make it a little bit smaller so it fit inside this sleeve, if you will. Now, I didn't crush the sleeve. I made a really tight fit, and I used JB Weld after I cleaned off all the grease with carburetor cleaner. I do that outside because I don't breathe that stuff. And I put the JB Weld on it, put it inside this sleeve, let it set for 24 hours, greased it all up, put the flexible speedometer cable back in its long housing. Works perfectly. So what did it cost? Well, probably if you add up everything, the JB Weld and the sleeve, probably 5 cents total. You can do these things.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's presidential debate showed COVID-19 hope and despair from the candidates. How is America doing? Medical doctor Jeanette Neshiwat tells Fox News doctors have the tools right now to save lives.
The knowledge and the experience that we've gained, Julian, has put us in a position to save lives. We've seen a study that just came out. Mortality rate has decreased. We have medications now that we didn't have 7-8 months ago. We now know that remdesivir was the first drug that was just FDA FDA approved yesterday. We know to use dexamethasone to help save lives. We know to use blood thinners. We know to look for renal and neurological manifestations of this disease. So it's not a dark winter that's coming upon us, because we're armed with the tools to fight this disease. And also, we also know that the medications can help save lives if you start them earlier as well.
An overwhelming percentage of infected people do recover. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The National Football League continues to deal with coronavirus outbreaks on its team, as one is forced to quarantine an entire unit. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki has more.
Another NFL game is in jeopardy after a team's entire offensive line is placed on the COVID reserve list. The Las Vegas Raiders placed four starting offensive linesmen on the COVID-19 list Thursday after they were deemed high-risk contacts. Rodney Hudson, Gabe Jackson, Denzel Good, and Colton Miller joined fellow starter Trent Brown in quarantine on Thursday and missed their second straight day of practice. According to the NFL's contact protocols, they could potentially be cleared to return on Sunday with a negative test. The league says it's still planning on the Raiders playing their scheduled game against Tampa Bay. However, they moved it out of the Sunday night primetime slot, replacing it with Seattle versus Arizona.
Remdesivir has become the first and only drug to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration for treatment of the coronavirus, drug maker Gilead announced on Thursday. Gilead CEO Daniel O'Day says, "It's incredible to be in the position today, less than 1 year since the earliest case reports of the disease known as COVID-19, of having an FDA-approved treatment in the United States that is available for all appropriate patients in need." NASCAR hits the pavement Sunday. The Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 500 starts at 3:30 Eastern, televised nationwide on NBCSN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day I've got here.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, interesting statistic. There are only 2% of American vehicles, new vehicles that were sold last year that were standard transmission. So 98% of the vehicles sold by companies in the United States are automatic transmissions. So that tells me that people either don't know how to drive a standard transmission, don't want to drive a standard transmission, can't drive a standard transmission, or too lazy to drive a standard transmission. Now, the fact of the matter is that a standard transmission has fewer moving parts, and if you know how to operate one, will give you more miles per gallon. It's as simple as that. And we have vehicles here on a farm that are standard transmission. Everybody here at the farm knows how to drive a standard transmission. Mrs. Finelli, the boys, I, my mom when she was alive, my dad, of course, we all knew how to drive a standard transmission. And I have to tell you, I have a truck that has a 5-speed stick shift on the floor from the factory. I didn't modify it, it just came that way. And it was used. And to drive a standard transmission, you have to pay attention. You have to be involved in the operation of your vehicle. And when we got away from that, when we got away from the standard transmissions that gave us the ability to talk on the phone, watch movies, read, put on our makeup, do our nails, things, eat while we're driving, right? Operating their vehicle because we don't have to shift all the time. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you have to, you can't use your cell phone and shift. It's like, unless you have hands-free. And you can't pay attention to all those things. And you shouldn't be on your phone. You shouldn't have a cell phone anyway. But if you're trying, if you tried to drive with a stick shift, clutch, brake, accelerator, steering wheel, turn signals, watch where you're going, and shift all at the same time, you need to pay attention. And I guess Americans don't know how to do that, or only 2% of them do. So it's too bad. It's too bad because there's a lot of joy and pleasure with the American automobile with a standard transmission. There's nothing like it. Driving an automatic, anybody can do that. So, since Rich mentioned cars, what is the best spark plug for your car? Well, when I worked at the auto parts store back in the 70s, behind the counter, there was a great mechanic. His name was Bert. And Bert was an older guy. And he knew a lot about a lot because he came, he was an old guy back then. And he would share his information with me. And he said, hey, Vin, the best spark plug for a General Motors vehicle is a General Motors spark plug. And back then they were AC. That's what they were called. Then AC Delco. And now they are Delcos. And the best for Ford would be an Autolite. And the best for a Chrysler product would be a Mopar. And I still believe that's true. And the best for a German car would be Bosch. So, for the most part, and I've experimented, I put in some Denso, which would be an Asian spark plug. I put them in my Chevy. Now, the Chevy has a high energy ignition system. And they say, whatever you do, whatever it comes with, do not downgrade your spark plug. Well, Vinny wanted to see. I had to test it. So I put in, now these came with iridium spark plugs. And that's just about the top of the heap in terms of expense and quality and durability. Iridium. I-R-I-D-I-U-M. And the recommended spark plug for my Chevy is a Delco iridium spark plug. Let's say $6 a piece, maybe $5 a piece on sale. Well, I got some for about $1 a piece, and they were Denso, and they're just pure, plain old spark plugs. The mileage went down probably 20%. I took them out right away. And I have them as a memento of a learning experience. So, number one, I don't buy Denso spark plugs. We don't have any Asian cars here. My dad was in World War II, and he fought the Japanese. So, we didn't have any Japanese cars in our family because they wanted to kill my dad. And he remembered that. He remembered being shot at. And he remembered his buddies being executed by the Japanese. So we didn't have any Japanese cars in my family. Okay, so what do we do? Well, we try to adhere to Delco for General Motors cars. And we try to adhere to Autolite for Ford products. And we try to adhere to Bosch for the Mercedes that we work on. We work on a lot of Mercedes here. But Autolite is a darn good spark plug in my book. Some people say it's not very good. Well, I think they're confused. And I'm looking at their website, and valid from January 1 through December 31 of 2020, that's all year, they have a mail-in rebate. You can just look it up, Autolite rebate. Now, the rebate is fantastic. If you get a plain old platinum spark plug, that means one half of the spark is going to be platinum. That'd be the center electrode. They'll give you a dollar back, up to $16. If you have a double platinum spark plug by Autolite, they'll give you $2 back each for a maximum of $32. If you have an iridium XP, they'll give you $3 back, or an iridium ultra fine wire, $3 back per plug for a maximum of $48. You gotta be crazy not to do that. So we will put Autolite spark plugs in that General Motors car because we'll buy the very best Autolite iridium spark plugs. We'll pay about $4.50 on sale at Rock Auto for those spark plugs, and we'll get $3 back on each one, and they'll cost us $1.50 each. So six spark plugs will be $9. It's crazy not to do that. So I wanted to share with you my thoughts on spark plugs. I like Bosch, no question about it. I really like the Bosch spark plug for a Mercedes, and that's what we try to put in whenever it is to our financial advantage to do that. And whenever we change spark plugs, we always do two things. Number one, we check the gap of the spark plug that came out. We look at the spark, well, we do many things. We look at the spark plugs to read them. And there's a way you can read the spark plugs. And what that means is the color of the center insulator. If it's a light tan, that's great. If it's black, you've got a problem. That means either you've got too much fuel, or you have leaking rings, or you have leaking valve seals. Something is wrong where oil's getting into the combustion chamber in a quantity that's too much. And it is showing up as black soot on the spark plugs. So for those who are mechanics of any amount of time, you've learned how to read the spark plugs. And you can look that up on the internet. You can look up reading spark plugs. And that tells you the cylinder condition by the color of the insulator on the spark plug on the inside. Yeah, take them out and look at it. And when you change your spark plugs, you'll know whether your engine's, you know, in good health or not. Now, you can get a book. I just bought one. Chevrolet Silverado GMC Sierra 1999 through 2006. It's by Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S. It's the Haynes Repair Manual. And they say it's based on a complete tear down and rebuild of the vehicle. Engine, transmission, specifications, capacities. You know how to do it. It's all there. And this particular book is, looks like about 300 pages. Okay, about 300 pages. And it was about $20. And it's okay. I think the Chilton one is better. Chilton and Haynes are competitors in the repair manuals for vehicles. If you're going to keep your vehicle, I suggest you buy one of those books. Now, the problem is if you go to eBay, these darn books are $40. It's crazy. So you can go to AutoZone and you can see if how much it is at AutoZone. But what we do, we negotiate with AutoZone. You know, we ask them how much it is. They tell us, and we go, well, we can get it for less. And we tell them how much less, and they go, okay, we'll do that. I'm serious. We don't pay the asking price. Why should we? Why should we pay the asking price if we don't have to? Now, we don't beat them up. We just say, if you'd like our business, we'll be glad to give it to you. We'll give you all of it. And we spend a lot of money there. We buy a lot of parts. And because we buy a lot of parts and because we're loyal to them, whenever they are loyal to us, they think it's good to give us a better price. And they do. So they have three kinds of prices. They have the retail price. Guy walks in, Gal walks in, says, I need some spark plugs. And they say, okay, we got them. Here's the price. Then there's the guy who walks in or the gal who walks in from the automotive shop, and that's a lower price. And then there's the match it price, which is lower than both of those. So, yeah, I got you, but I can get it for less. I appreciate it. I think I'll do that. Well, no. They'll give you 20% off. That'll take a little bit of work, but 10% is real easy. They'll give you 10% almost all the time if you ask for it. So why not ask for it? Okay? That'll help offset the government's taxing, the sales tax on those parts. So consider getting the Chilton number one or the Haynes repair manual number two if you're going to keep your vehicle. So what do I keep in the car or the truck? Well, I'll tell you. I keep some spare parts in each vehicle. And these are the things that could go bad or that I might need. So, in the trunk of the car or in the toolbox, you know, that aluminum toolbox that's behind the rear window of the pickup truck, cab, you know, that bolts to the bed in that pickup truck, toolbox. I'll keep a fan belt, sometimes called a serpentine belt. Now, it doesn't have to be new, but it has to be one that fits that vehicle. And, you know, there's some really silly concepts, like you can get a universal one and you can keep it in your trunk. Why would you get a universal one? Get the one that fits. It'll cost more for a universal, you know, make it fit on the side of the road, which is a really hard thing to do, as compared to get the one that really fits right the first time. And how much do they cost? Like $20 to $30 if you have to buy a new one. And you don't have to buy the best one. You can buy, you know, the bottom of the barrel if your plan is just to get you home. So, we determine whether we're going to have that one for a long time or whether we just want us to get home with it. So we have an extra fan belt or serpentine belt and pulleys. You know, they're these idler kind of pulleys on Mercedes. They wear out and those darn things just quit. The grease seems to evaporate and they stop working. They break the belt. And now you're in a lot of trouble. So we keep one of those in the trunk too. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So there are a lot of vehicles that have these idler pulleys that that are part of the belt drive system. You know, Chevys, Fords, Mercedes. And if you buy the parts, you can get them at AutoZone for, let's say, $10, $11, $15 a piece. You can go to, if you know what you're doing and you're confident in your ability to determine which part you want, you can go to rockauto.com, R-O-C-K-A-U-T-O.com. And they have it for the lowest price almost all the time. So we sometimes buy from Rock Auto. So let me give you an example. I just went to eBay, and you can buy this particular pulley for the Mercedes for $11, $12, or you can buy it at Rock Auto for $3.95. And there's some people on eBay selling the same pulley used for almost $200. They're out of their minds. So if you go to Rock Auto, you can click on the year, make, and model and engine of your choice, and you can find all the parts, or almost all the parts that you would be interested in buying, including a bumper if you want to get one from there. So we carry the drive belt, or the fan belt, or the serpentine belt, whatever you want to call it. We carry a spare idler pulley. We carry water, distilled water, new in a sealed container, out of the sun. Okay, and why? Because we may get thirsty, or the radiator may get thirsty, or the battery may get thirsty. And distilled water is suitable for all those purposes. People, batteries, and cooling systems. We also keep engine oil in each vehicle. Two quarts. Two sealed quarts. Engine oil. The kind that goes in the engine. Not just oil we've got lying around, but exactly the right oil for that engine. Should we have some kind of failure and we need to top off and we're not, you know, near home, we can get home without destroying the engine. We also keep transmission fluid with us, the right kind for that vehicle. Now, if it's a General Motors, we keep Dexron. Okay? If it's Ford, it's Mercon. Okay? And we keep two quarts of that. And we also have a tow strap. Now, you can get these at the Chinese factory tool outlet, Harbor Freight. And, you have 16 or 20 feet long, and they're like $10 with these hooks, these steel hooks. And the idea is sometimes you might need to be pulled off the road. Whether it's legal or not, to me, that's irrelevant. If I've got a situation I need to pull that vehicle out of the way of getting killed by being in it, or having it destroyed by some jerk running into it, I'm going to move it out of the way. And if I need a tow strap, I have one with me. And the investment's $10 or $12. Okay, I keep maps in the vehicle. Paper maps. Jumper cables. Yeah. Now, jumper cables, the Chi-Coms are lying to us. They say, well, it's, you know, heavy duty. Nonsense. A heavy duty set of jumper cables is going to cost between $150 and $200. That'd be copper. Copper cable. Well, now what they're doing is they're using aluminum wire and they're plating it with a really thin layer of copper. They'll say copper plated. Yeah. So if you have aluminum wire, it needs to be way thicker than the wire would be if you use a copper cable, jumper cable set. Okay? So, for example, the absolute thinnest gauge that I would want to use would be 4-gauge. And the reason is if you don't have enough current going from the car jumping to the car being jumped with these jumper cables, if you don't have a good connection and you don't have a thick enough cable that can carry the current, you'll burn out the starter of the vehicle that you're trying to start. So a good set of jumper cables is important. And look at how the cable is attached to the cable clamps. Is it just folded in there? Is it crimped in there? So is it crimped with the insulation? You know, just strip the wire, fold it back, crimp the insulation and the wire under the same copper-plated piece of steel. That is the jaw of the jumper cable. If that's the case, it's always going to be weak. You want just metal-to-metal contact and crimped. Power steering fluid. Sometimes things go wrong, and you need to top off your power steering fluid. Well, if you're driving along, and you hear this hum or whine of the power steering system, the pump, and you run out of fluid, you're going to destroy that pump. And it's going to cost hundreds of dollars, maybe $1,000 even, to fix that. So a little bit of power steering fluid would be nice. Make sure you get the right kind. So we keep wrenches and screwdrivers and sockets and a pry bar and a hammer in a tool bag. Now, we did buy these cloth tool bags. Rather than the toolbox, it will slide around the trunk. And, you know, in a hard turn or an emergency turn, you know, a steel one could go through this, you know, ding up the side of the car. You know, hit the inside wall of the trunk and poke through, a dent on the skin of the car. Spare tire. And make sure it's inflated. And tire plug kit. You ought to have that. And a blanket in case you get cold or have to get under the car. Long-term storage food, a breaker bar, lug nut, socket to change your tires. And in case you have to tune somebody up, you ought to keep that breaker bar inside the car. AC inverter, a jack, a pistol, charges, ratchet straps, and a first aid kit. Thanks so much, class. We'll see you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.